good afternoon. Good afternoon. Merry Christmas to everyone. We are so appreciative of those that are here in person. We have Deb Heron. We have our councilwoman, Jenny Adams from Duchesne City. I am Irene Hansen, and I'm here as the chair today, and we do have Melissa Hughes, who's joining us as the commission assistant to do our minutes. We have John Zillis, I see, on Zoom. And hey there, John, long time no see. I don't see anybody else joining us yet by Zoom.
No, not yet.
Cody has asked to be excused, but we are going to, and we're not ruling out having someone else join us. We know Leslie was going to try and be here.
By Zoom.
She's by Zoom. So yeah. Hopefully she's clicking on here any second. The reason we wanted to hold this meeting real quickly, of course, we appreciate Deb, and she has been out pounding the pavement is an understatement, going back and forth, and then of course addressing all of any board concerns that there was. And there was a few concerns, and so she went out and addressed those with the businesses. Maybe we will put off the approval of the minutes for just a minute to see if someone else comes on. But Deb, why don't we turn some time over to you to just talk about each of these and give the highlights, maybe even talk if there have been any concerns and how you address those. We'll just let you begin.
Excellent. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. So I'm just going to go in the order I think that Melissa posted them. So Mike Nielsen, Paul Michael Young, Mike Young, Jaslyn Hyder, or Jazzy. I know her by Jazzy. And then Guy Taylor's application. So Mike Nielsen has the two properties. He's been getting me receipts for the completed project, and he has completed much of the. I don't know that there's any more that he's going to do on those buildings this year. Signage, interior, exterior, just a lot that he's put into these buildings. I've really enjoyed visiting with him. So far, the receipts that he's turned in come to between $40,000 and $60,000. I haven't dug into them. One of them was in June, so I can't use that one. So I haven't dug completely through all of them to really go through them with a fine tooth comb yet, but well over $45,000 so far. And that's just what he could find. So
wow. But and again, that goes back, and I know I put it in that one email, but it goes back to almost, it's like a dream coming true for me right at my retirement, which is we're seeing our consummate, successful business people investing back in downtown.
Yes.
Which we have waited, I've waited 30 years to see it.
Right. And he really is vested in the community. All of these applications so far, they are vested in our community. So.
Yeah, I'm just so impressed with that Von Bure one.
Yes.
They have redone the whole front, sides, everything. It's wonderful.
Yeah,
for
the Duchesne, you're talking about
the Duchesne
City.
The Duchesne one.
Looks really, really fabulous. And he has more plans for both buildings, but he's just going to wait and see as funds come available. So,
well, that's a smart businessman. By cleaning up, putting some, you know, redoing it, reimagining it, and then let the revenue increase, and then do more as you can.
Right. And the insides are just as beautiful as the signage and what he's done. He's really done quality construction work inside as well.
Wow.
So that's Mike Nielsen. Do you have any questions about that? Does anybody have anything? Okay. The next one, Mike Young for Young Construction. His is that portable, he's trying to do the portable compression pipe. No, that's not the right word. High pressure hose. That's the right word. And on-site traveling, you know, something that he could pull as a trailer to his site wherever he's working and be able to produce those high-pressure hoses on-site. And he actually, so the last time he submitted it, he had full 20,000. He was able to find less expensive equipment, but he is asking for the trailer as well. He found an inexpensive trailer that he can repurpose for this project. And so he was able to get the equipment and the trailer for about half what
he originally thought.
So so his application is not the full 10,000 like he had asked the last time around. It's for the 5,000. But again, he only has estimates, so that's why he just capped it at 5,000. So any questions about that one?
Just a quick comment.
Okay.
I used to make hydraulic hoses at one point, at least work on them, and I can see how handy that can be to have a more of a portable operation versus having to go back into town constantly to have the hoses made. So that's a great project.
Yeah, and his idea to make it available to other businesses too. That's just going to really help his business boom, I think.
Yeah, my hope is that he's able to hire someone and have someone working full time doing it. I think he's going to find himself, especially on some of these oil field sites, I think he's going to find himself with a full time job.
Right, exactly. So that's the hope. Okay, next one, Jazzy Hyder, Spot On Dance Studio. And I hope the pictures that I sent came through because they're pretty phenomenal. To take from what it used to be to what it is now, it's a pretty spectacular. The black and white doesn't do it justice, the ones in the packet that we have here in front of us, but the online pictures just are really fabulous. And they've held several recitals now, and it just is, it's a boon to the to that industry, you know, having a really nice facility. And from the outside, it doesn't look like much, really. And but when you open those doors and see what they have accomplished on the inside, and I know the outside will come as, you know, same thing. You're in that to be a good businessman or business person, you really have to adjust to the flow of cash. But because of it, she has been able to hire many new teachers, instructors, and be able to expand her business and to outreach not just to the little people, but to adults, youth adults, and beyond. So,
wow. Maybe that'll be something I'll take up in retirement.
Yes,
exactly. Do some dancing.
That'll be the day.
Okay. And then this last one, they're for Guy Taylor, GT Enterprises of Duchesne. He is asking 84. So I adjusted this one. It was 8,050, but he got the cost estimate a bid. Thank you. So he got the bid for the electrical, to complete the electrical in that street or on Main Street business, to get that up and running. So they'll use that as the main manufacturing. Right now, the equipment would go to the manufacturing facility on Highway 87. But when this building on Main Street is completed and ready to go, they'll move that manufacturing to Main Street. So, but there was a question that came up, and I wanted to have a brief discussion about it. So he's never had an engineer after the, so this building on Main Street has actually been run into by a truck.
Yeah, a big semi ran into that building about 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, hit some black ice and then slid off Main Street and destroyed the front part of the building. And I understand the city has requested that he have a civil engineer look at it.
It was not the city, it was...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, the building inspector. And I have not followed up yet to find out if that is done. I can do that after this meeting and run down But that came up in my conversation with Cody recently, was that he hasn't had that finished yet. And so I didn't know how that affects us giving him a grant. You know, I just wanted to put that out so that there was, it was full, full disclosure. So.
Here's the question. Is it possible to award the grant pending the results of the inspection and results of the engineering involvement?
I believe it should be.
I think that's very fair, John.
I do too, John.
Because it gives the inspector the teeth that he needs in order to have that building brought up to code and safe.
Now, you know, and I do know
Guy
very, very well. I've known him for, he used to come to the Fun Family Day at Starvation and do the duck race or some silly event that whatever it was he decided to do that year, which was amazing. And he's a lot of fun, very community oriented.
Yes.
And has a heart of gold. But again, and part of it's just because he's made his living by the sweat of his brow and probably by you know, grit, and you know, he has now he's had a shop and a yard up here on top of the hill as you head up Highway 87 from Duchesne. I'd say what is it, a mile and a half out of town at the most, about a mile. So GT Enterprises, and of course he's done everything from automotive to you name it. So he's a little bit of a all things to all people, and has a great personality. But like you said, I'm sure that over the years he's had to cut corners a little bit, but he has a heart of gold, has invested everything he owns, everything he has is 100% vested in his businesses. But I don't think it's unreasonable to ask for a few I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed in order for this. And then once though, and it may already be done.
Yeah. So I do need to check on that. But John, to your point, I will definitely investigate this and make sure that we are not undermining the
yes.
authority of the building inspector.
So what we would probably could do these even one by one. If there is someone that wants to make a motion as we go, and then we could make this one with the caveat that
pending
successful approval by the building inspector.
Okay. That sounds great.
Okay. Let's go back to our... Is there any other questions on any of these? Now, Deb will have, once these are approved, Deb will have a little bit of funding left, but I've told her, you know, not to panic. I'm sure that there's not very much left. A couple did back out, and I'm very grateful for that. I know it sounds, we're always, you hear something, you're excited about the possibility, but I appreciate when people self-reflect, and they kind of start looking over everything and realizing, you know, maybe the timing isn't right, maybe I don't have the funds to put with it, or maybe this just isn't the right project. And I really appreciate that. I don't know how, I'm sure that Deb has probably at least a dozen for every dozen she brings us that have self-reflected and then pulled themselves out of consideration. And we really appreciate that. And so I know that last year we didn't even get started till this time or later. So I think you said we had, if these all go through and they're approved today,
yeah.
We'll have what, $12,000 left, you said?
Yeah, $12,194.
And
so
we'll see how that goes, but I have no doubt that we'll have several that will come up after the first of the year, and we have till July 1st. So.
Right. So that actually brings up a point. I can rework the grant, reword it, so that we can open it up for a different period of time
right.
after the new year.
Yes.
And then beat the pavement again, and
we might want to do, and I again, this would be something we'd have to talk about a little more after the first year. Nothing that we need to really discuss today, but we may want to, you know, we may want to use that last $12,000 to do some micro
right.
grants,
that was,
of maybe 1,000 or 2,500, loosen up the criteria a little bit, but do some micro. What are your thoughts on that, John? How would you see that? Other than there's just a lot of work on Deb's part, but do you see that as being helpful, or do you think that we might not get the quality of projects? Because every once in a while you hear of the little hairdresser or the little a dog groomer that's in downtown Duchesne, or someone mm-hmm. that is starting a dance studio or something. Sometimes $1,000 or $1,500 could be helpful.
Yeah, I think some of these businesses, some of their barriers to entry or some of the things they struggle with could be rather small at first. And to help them overcome that barrier to entry in that particular market might be helpful.
And we could even waive the 100% match and maybe make it a 50% match and do $1,000 or $1,500. Again, it's a lot of work on Deb's part, but it's not overcomable.
No.
It's very surmountable because it isn't very much to justify $1,500.
Right.
Or something. So let's think on that. And maybe after the first year, when everybody's back up and we have, everybody's able. I know that Tyson is swamped right now.
Right.
Stewart's. You go in there and his hair's on fire. When he's got his mom and dad back down there working, you know that it's busy. So, he's running some good specials. My husband goes every day just to see what, I don't know, we don't need that much stuff, but people are going every day for the good vibes. Okay, well, we'll definitely circle back to that at the first of the year.
Okay.
I like that. Do you think that's a good idea?
I do like that.
I do. We just
like you say, it might just be one item that would help benefit their business, help them grow, and then it might lead to something.
Right. Whereas, this looks a little more ominous, but Deb could definitely simplify it, make sure that we're still meeting the spirit of everything we're doing,
mm-hmm.
but we could relax some of the other things. There's some things, I don't think we want to get into home-based businesses. I feel like that's kind of a can of worms because next thing it's multi-level marketing. It's, Tupperware. Nothing wrong with Tupperware.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah, still. So with that, why don't we go through and just start one by one and see if we can get these approved and get everybody on their way for the beautiful holiday season. The first one is the Paul Michael Young. That was the one for $5,000. Is there a motion to approve that as presented?
I will make the motion to approve that one.
I can second it.
We have a second from John Zillis. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The second one is Jazzy Hyder. Little sweet Jazzy. I can't wait to go down and see that place. I've heard good things about it. Hers was for $10,000. Is there a motion to approve as presented?
That motion.
We have a motion from John.
I'm second.
We have a second. Is there further discussion?
Okay, so further discussion, what I failed to say earlier was that she has everything spent.
Okay,
and
good.
So
we'll
I can actually
get on the agenda
to
get her reimbursed.
Big County Commission. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That would be a nice thing for her to get.
I know.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. we've had a motion and a second. Further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The last one is for our friend Guy Taylor at GT Enterprises of Duchesne.
Yes, actually.
We have one.
Michael.
Where did I miss him?
He was the first one.
Oh, he was the first one. I didn't turn all my papers over. Let's go back to Michael. Michael Nielsen with Farm Bureau Services in Roosevelt and Duchesne. He has asked for $10,000. Is there a motion to approve as presented?
I will make that motion to approve that plan.
I'll second it.
We have a second from John, a motion from Councilwoman Adams. Is there further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That
and
he's another one that I have receipts for, so I can present.
Yeah, we'll get
to the county commission. Yep.
Okay, the last one was our one that we'll have a little bit of a caveat with. Guy Taylor, GT Enterprises of Duchesne. Is there a motion to approve as corrected, with the correction being that he would have to come into compliance with the building inspector?
I can make that motion upon compliance with the building inspector to approve the grant.
We have a motion and a second to approve as corrected and amended. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. Okay. I wish all of our meetings could be so quick and fast. Is there any new business that anybody wants to bring up? John, main thing, what are you doing for Christmas, and have you got your shopping done for the kids?
Well, do I have my shopping done for Christmas? No. When you have seven children, that gets a little interesting at times. But my wonderful wife, she does an awesome job there. Definitely couldn't do it without her, for sure.
Boy, isn't that true? It takes two, doesn't it?
It does.
It takes two. Miss Jenny, are you done with Christmas shopping?
No, I've been taking care of everybody else's stuff. Almost up to Santa, two of them.
And so.
So many other things. My whole family, they probably go without. They'll all get cash.
They'll all get cash. Amen to that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Well, with that, unless there is any other new business, we will meet again after the first of the year. We'll get everybody settled.
We need to approve the
meeting. Oh, yes, let's do. Let's go back so that while it's still fresh in our mind. Has everybody had a chance to look over the minutes?
I can make that motion to approve the minutes.
And I will second that.
We have a motion from John, a second from Jenny. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is unanimous. Thank you so much. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
John? Yeah, you bet. Please do, John.
I just wanted to express my appreciation to Commissioner Hansen and Deborah there. We sure appreciate your work on this board and all the work that you've done for the county. I've been very impressed. I've had an opportunity to work with Commissioner Hansen over the years, and it's been a pleasure, and I appreciate you.
Oh,
also,
thank you, John.
Deborah, she has done an awesome job at keeping things organized. She's doing a terrific job, so we appreciate her as well. So thank you.
Thank you.
I will second that, Don. I don't know if you knew that the new building has been named after Irene Hansen. So
I did. I was able to see that yesterday. So
that was
excellent to see.
Well, it was definitely a bit much when they started going over to the sign. It finally dawned on me that my name would probably be somewhere on it, and all I kept thinking was, oh, Lord, make it small. Make it small. And then when they pulled the thing down, I'm like, it's not small. But I'll tell you what, it was an honor. It was an honor, and nothing has been sweeter than, and in fact, the more you know our residents of the county, the more you love them, the more you go to a community event, the more you treasure all the people that come together to make those things happen. And it is just a wonderful way to spend a career. I'm looking forward to continuing to. And in fact, I did ask the commissioners to leave me on this board, which they've agreed to do. I'm sure they'll put a commissioner on. But they did offer to. Well, I asked them. I said, please leave me on this board so I can help Deb for a few months or a year.
Yes.
And because I'll tell you, the minute that we hired Deb, I know it sounds crazy when you can feel the weight of the world lifted off your shoulders, because I had been doing both for 5 years, and it was a lot. And so and Deb is so organized and so tech savvy, and plus, you know, her background in science and teaching her patients, and to be honest with you, her understanding of all the laws that guide county, city, and state businesses, that has really put us ahead of the game. So my thanks. And John, thank you. Your input and Moonlight being willing to let you take any of your valuable time to help guide us, your financial background, it really is a pleasure to do to be able to learn from you.
Very, very helpful. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
So,
appreciate it.
And plus, it's fun to go visit the Moonlight building, right, Deb?
Yeah.
You love going there. Okay, well, we'll see everyone after the first of the year. Would you mind making our motion to adjourn, John?
I will. I'll make that motion.
I was thinking that.
We have a motion and a second, and because we finished our agenda, it is uncontestable, as Commissioner Miles says. So we are adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.